Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早上好。
Thank the Lord for the opportunity that we can have worship and fellowship before His presence today.
感谢神又给了我们一次机会, 让我们在他的同在当中有交通, 有敬拜。
Before we get started, let's have a word of prayer.
让我们先有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you once again for the worship that we have this morning.
亲爱的主, 再一次的感谢你, 谢谢你, 让我们今早可以来敬拜你。
Thank you for the breaking of bread meeting this morning.
谢谢你今天早上为我们预备的薄饼聚会。
We thank you for your presence.
我们真的是感谢你的同在。
We ask now, Lord, that we may hear from you, our King, from your throne.
我们真的是向你求, 求你宝座上的话。
Lord, may your light shine in our hearts.
愿你的光在我们的心中能够照明,
that we may know the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
让我们就真的知道说神你的荣光在主耶稣基督的面上显现。
May your Holy Spirit anoint the speaking, interpreting, and all the ears who can hear.
真的是愿你的圣灵高抹说的翻的, 并且所有听的人。
We lift up this time into your hand.
我们真的是将以下的时间交在你的手里。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
正靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Lord, we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we can have fellowship.
我们感谢神又给了我们这个机会来交通。
My burden today is to share on the story of Cain and Abel.
我今天的负担是想要来交通。 关于亚伯和该隐之间发生的事,
it is from the book of Genesis, chapter 4.
是创世纪第四章。
Genesis, chapter 4, verse 2 to 5.
创世纪第四章, 2到5节。
Chapter 4, verse 2 and 5.
创世纪第四章, 2节和5节。
2到5节。 Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel.
第二节, 又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。
And Abel was a keeper of sheep.
亚伯是牧羊的。
But Cain was a tiller of the ground.
该隐是种地的。
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord.
有一日,该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。Abel
was brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat.
亚伯也将他羊羔中头生的和羊的脂油献上。And
the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。But
he did not respect Cain and his offering.
只是看不中该隐和他的供物。And
Cain was very angry.
该隐就大大的发怒,
and his countenance fell.
变了脸色。
Next, we're going to read verse 8 in the same chapter.
接下来我们读创世纪四章八节。
Verse 8.
八节。
Now Cain talked with Abel his brother.
该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话。
And it came to pass when they were in the field.
二人正在田间。
That Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him.
该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯。
Next, we're going to turn our Bible to the New Testament, the First John, chapter 3.
接下来我们读约翰一书的第三章。
First John, chapter 3.
约翰一书三章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother.
不可像该隐,他是属那恶者,杀了他的兄弟。And
why did he murder him?
为什么杀了他呢?
Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous.
因自己的行为是恶的,兄弟的行为是善的。Finally,
let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
最后我们读希伯来书。Hebrews
chapter 11.
希伯来书11章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Chapter 11, verse 4.
希伯来书11章第4节。
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美。
Through which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
因此便得了称义的见证。
God testifying of his gifts.
就是神指他礼物做的见证。
And through it he, being dead, still speaks.
他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Okay. From God's perspective, there is no good or bad person.
从神的角度来看，并不分好人或者坏人。
And there is no big or small sinners.
也没有大小罪人之分。
But only righteous or unrighteous person.
在神的眼中，只有义人和不义的人的区别。
Now, on one hand, there is the fallen Adamic race that God completely rejects.
一方面是被神完全拒绝的属亚当的堕落的后裔。
And on the other hand, there is the entire new race in Christ that God accepts through his son.
另一面是在基督里全新的族类，是借着神的儿子蒙神悦纳的。
And the story of Cain represents the endless pursuit of self-righteousness within this fallen Adamic nature.
该隐的故事就是代表了在亚当堕落的天性当中对自义无止境的追求。
Just keep running around in circles.
在这个圈圈中一直打转。
Busy trying to do good.
忙碌着做善事。
But God does not and cannot consider that as righteousness.
但是神不看重，应该说也不能够算此为义。
Now the story of Abel.
但是亚伯的故事。
There are so much we can have fellowship on.
我们对于亚伯的事情有很多可以交通的。
And today my burden will be on the aspect of death into life that overcomes.
但是今天我的负担只在于出死入生的得胜。
But before we move on, we ought to address this basic question.
在我们移到下一点之前，我们需要先解决一个问题。
What is righteousness?
什么是义？
And in particular, what is God's righteousness?
具体来说，什么是神的义？
The answer may be simple.
答案可能是很简单的。
But yet very tremendously deep.
但却是非常惊人的深刻。
Christ is God's righteousness.
基督是神的义。
And for us today as children of God.
对于我们今天神的儿女来说。
We can all agree that Christ is our righteousness.
我们都能够同意说基督是我的义。
That is the very foundation element of our Christian faith.
这对于我们作为基督徒的信心来说是很根基性的一个要素。
Now with that in mind, we can move on to fellowship on the story of Cain.
带着这个答案，我们可以来交通在该隐身上所发生的事。
We know Cain offered God the fruit of the ground.
我们知道该隐给神的是从地里出产的供物。
And he probably had to work very hard to come to this point.
该隐可能需要非常辛勤的劳作才能够得到地里出产的果子。
But God did not respect Cain and his offering despite all his hard work.
但是无论他是多么辛苦的劳作，事实上神看不中该隐，也看不中他的供物。
So what is the problem here?
那么问题出在哪里呢？
It seems like God's requirement is not just about the fruit.
这似乎让我们看到神的要求不仅仅只是在出产的果子。
But also where does the fruit come from?
但是出产的果子从何而来也是神非常看重的。
You know, the story of Cain here represents our natural inclination in striving to improve on what's already corrupted.
地里和该隐地里的出产在这里就代表了我们天性当中的一个倾向。这个倾向就是我们特别喜欢通过自我的努力在已经堕落的人性上有所改善。
In attempts to bring at least something good out of it.
想要从中至少挤出一些好东西出来。
And that is a big temptation for us to walk in the way of Cain.
因此走该隐的路对于我们天性来说是很大的试探诱惑。
Because it seems on the surface quite effective.
因为表面上看这条路似乎是很富有成效的。
And we may get a lot of praises from others.
我们从其他人的口中也能得到很多赞美。
It makes us feel good.
这会让我们感觉良好。
Feeling like we are in control in producing something good for God.
会让我们觉得在我们自己的掌控中，我们可以为神结出一些果子来。
But God did not respect Cain and his offering.
但是事实上，神看不重该隐，也看不重该隐的供物。
That will be the biggest tragedy if one day we stand before God.
如果有一天我们站在神的面前，这将是我们最大的悲剧。
Only to find out that after all the hard work, the Lord had nothing to do with it.
就是发现所有我们这一些辛勤劳作的工作，神都不参与在其中。
Now, when we are living and serving according to our own strength,
如果我们是靠着自己的能力来生活侍奉，
we are in danger of being manipulated by the devil without even knowing it.
我们就会陷入到一个危险的境况当中，就是不知不觉地被魔鬼操纵利用。
In 1 John it says, Cain was of the evil one.
在约翰一书那里说到说，该隐是属那恶者的。
You know, I used to have a wrong impression about Cain.
我之前对该隐有一个错误的印象。
Because he killed his brother, and so I thought that he must be someone obviously very evil.
因为该隐杀了他的弟兄亚伯，我就会觉得很显然，该隐应该是一个非常邪恶的人。
But in fact, if we meet Cain today,
但事实上，如果我今天遇见像该隐这样的人，
From the surface, we might be quite impressed with him.
表面上看，我应该会非常的欣赏他。
So devoted.
他是那么的敬虔。
So motivated.
又是那么的有上进心。
He was really determined to bring God the best out of the ground.
他是真实的想要把地里最好的出产来献给神。
But then why 1 John says that he was of the evil one?
那既然如此，为什么在约翰一书那里，约翰还要说？该隐是属那恶者的呢？
Because deep down there was a very strong self-light in Cain that had not been dealt with.
那是因为在该隐的内心深处有非常大的、强大的一个己的生命是没有被对付过的。
How do we know that?
我们是如何得知呢？
We can see from his response after God's rejection.
从他如何回应神对他的拒绝就能看出来。
That simply exposed All his work was out of their own strong determination.
他的这个回应完全的暴露出来，所有他的这些工作都是出自他强大的意志。
To a point that he believed all his hard work was so good.
到一个地步，他真的相信他的这些工作是那么美善。
So impressive that even God should be impressed by it.
他自己引以为傲，他甚至觉得神也应该要来欣赏他的工作。
And if we live in such a condition,
如果我们活在这样子的一个光景当中，
It is only a matter of time and right condition that the evil side of the corrupted soul will become manifested before God and everyone.
如果我们活在像该隐这样的光景当中，那么只要时机成熟，条件具备，我们堕落魂当中邪恶的那一面就会轻而易举地暴露在人和神的面前。
And for Cain, that moment was when he realized that God did not respect his offering.
对于该隐来说，这一个契机就是他发现耶和华拒绝了他和他的供物。
You can see there was a big ego inside of him.
我们可以看见在该隐的里面有一个很大的自负。
And when he got rejected by God, he became so disappointed.
当他被神拒绝后，他是那么的失望。
And became angry and beat up his brother Abel and killed him.
之后他就大大的发怒，甚至殴打了他的弟兄，还杀害了弟兄亚伯。
You know, Jesus said in Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 44.
主耶稣在约翰福音八章四十四节那里说道，
The devil was a murderer from the beginning.
魔鬼从起初就是杀人的。
But where do you see the devil in this story?
那既然如此，在这一个起初的故事当中，魔鬼在哪里呢？
You see, the enemy was completely hiding in the background here doing everything.
那是因为仇敌是完完全全的隐藏在幕后，但是做完了所有事。
That is the danger of living and serving according our own strength.
这就是为什么如果我们靠自己的能力来侍奉神是非常危险的。
We are leaving a lot of room for the work of the devil.
因为这样子会给魔鬼的工作留下非常多的余地。
It is very dangerous.
这是非常危险的。
But thank God for the story of Abel.
但是为着亚伯的故事来感谢神。
God has the solution.
神有一个方法。
There is a way out.
神有一条出路在那里。
Now it is important to understand that Abel, naturally speaking, was no better than Cain.
有一点很重要，就是就着天然人来说，亚伯并没有比该隐高尚到哪里去。
Both were the sons of Adam and Eve.
他们都是亚当跟夏娃的儿子。
So they shared the same sinful nature inside of them.
所以在他们的里面都同有一个罪性。
And they grew up in the fallen world outside of the Garden of Eden.
他们都是在伊甸园之外这个堕落的世界当中成长起来的。
In addition, Abel may be just as capable as his brother Cain.
再多说一点，就着天然才干来说，亚伯应该是跟他的哥哥该隐一样有能力的。
And during that time,
在那个时候，
being a shepherd probably was not a very popular job due to various reasons.
因着各种各样的原因，成为一个牧羊人这个职业应该是不受欢迎的。
So from the world's perspective,
从世界的角度来看，
people may think,
人们可能会为亚伯叹息，
what a waste of talent for Abel.
成为一个牧羊人对于亚伯的才干来讲是多么大的浪费。
But something happened in Abel's life.
但是一定有什么事情在亚伯的生命当中发生了。
That fundamentally changed his perspective of this world.
从根本上改变了亚伯看待这个世界的角度。
Do you think Abel just randomly offered the firstborn of the flocks on that day?
我们会以为在那个时候亚伯只是随机的选了羊羔中头生的作为供物献给神吗？
No.
不是的。
His offering only reflects the reality from Abel's life.
亚伯的供物就反映出了亚伯生命的实际。
There is a life of seeking after God's will.
这是一个专心寻求神旨意的生命。
Asking God with a humble heart.
以一颗谦卑的心来求问神。
How can I be redeemed from this fallen sinful nature that I was born into?
他求问神说，我如何才能够从这一个与生俱来的堕落的天性当中被救赎出来吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do we have this attitude before God?
我们在神面前有像亚伯一样的态度吗？
A life of seeking to understand what God really wants?
这是一个真正的追求认识神心意的生命。
Thank God,
感谢神，
Abel saw the answer from God.
亚伯从神那里找到了答案。
The only way he could be back in touch with God was through the sacrifice of the lamb.
他如果想重回到神的同在面光当中生活，那么唯一的一条路就是借着羔羊的牺牲。
He saw the meaning of Christ is God's righteousness.
他看到了基督是神的义的，他看到了基督是神的义。
And only Christ can be my righteousness before God.
在神的面前，唯独基督可以成为我的义。
Not just any offering,
不是其他的供物，
but the offering of the firstborn of the flocks,
是羊羔中头生的。
Not just any cross,
不是其他的十字架，
but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ,
是主耶稣基督的十字架。
And because of that revelation,
因着这样的启示，
he gladly laid down his worldly ambition,
所以亚伯甘心乐意的放下了属世的抱负跟野心，
and yielded his life as a shepherd,
完全将他的生命顺服作为一个牧羊人，
to prepare for not what he wants for himself,
不是为他自己来预备，
but to prepare for what God wants,
而是为着神想要的来预备。
You know, if we are truly honestly seeking to understand God's will,
如果我们真的是怀着诚信真实来求问神的旨意，
It will not go unnoticed from the heavenly realms.
那么这一个真实的寻求在属天的境界当中就绝不会水过无痕。
On one hand, God knows those who honestly seek him and will disclose himself to them.
一方面神知道那一些向他心存诚实来寻求他旨意的人，而且神乐意将自己开启给这些人。
God is faithful when he promised, seek and you will find.
当神应许说寻找的就必寻见，他向着自己的应许是信实的。
But on the other hand,
但是另一方面，
the enemy will also take notice.
仇敌也会留意到这一个真心的寻求。
You know, the devil is not going to bother with those who are half-hearted for God.
魔鬼并不会对那一些向着神三心二意的人有所搅扰。
The world by itself is more than enough to keep them busy.
因为世界的体系，他自己这个系统就已经绰绰有余的可以把这些人困在其中。
Running around in their own circles.
就疲于奔命的在这其中来打转。
And they won't be a threat to the kingdom of darkness.
所以这些人不会成为黑暗国度的一个威胁。
But for those who really wholeheartedly seeking after God,
但是对于那一些一心寻求神旨意的人，
Those who put God first before anything else,
将神放在第一位高于其他所有事物的人，
These are the real threats to the evil dominion.
这些人对于属恶者的国度是真正的威胁。
And the devil will unleash his full force to try to stop them.
魔鬼一定会不遗余力地阻挠这一些人。
We see a hint of this,in how Abel was murdered by Cain after the offering.
我们可以从该隐被拒绝之后是如何杀害亚伯的，就能窥探出一些端倪。
It was the devil working tirelessly in the background.
那是因为魔鬼完全的隐藏在幕后。
Trying to eliminate anyone who got in touch with real spiritual things.
尽最大的努力尝试着去根除所有那一些真正触碰到属灵事物的人。
But thank God for the book of Hebrews.
但是为着希伯来书，我们来感谢神。
Not only Abel was counted as righteous Abel.
不仅仅是因为亚伯被算作是义人亚伯。
But in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4 it says.
但是在希伯来书十一章四节那里说到。
Through faith, he being dead still speaks.
他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
In Darby's translation.
在 Darby 的翻译当中
It says, having died,
Darby 描述说亚伯曾经历死亡。
Here we can see two things.
在这里我们看到两点。
The first is the secret of Abel's life is to remain in the position of death.
第一点就是亚伯的生命是始终把自己保有在一个死的地位上。
Dead to sin.
就是向着罪死。
The second thing is having died.
第二点就是曾经过死亡。
Which implies that death was not the end point for Abel.
这就表明死对于亚伯来说并不是终点。
The death that he experienced could not confine him.
他曾经历的死亡并不能够拘禁他。
For he who has died is freed from sin.
那是因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
And this is the meaning of real baptism.
这就是受浸真实的意义。
Being baptized into his death.
我们受浸是归入他的死。
What came out from the other side of Abel's life?
那么从亚伯生命的另一面出来的。
Is a life that overcomes.
就是得胜的生命。
That is the same life that every genuine children of God share today.
这是所有真正神的儿女都共享的一个得胜的生命。
This is the life that the devil can never touch.
这也是魔鬼永远不能够触碰的生命。
Despite all the pressure, sufferings that we may be facing today,
无论我们今天要面临何种样的压力又或者是痛苦，
The Lord has already overcome, and his overcoming life will secure us safe to glory.
主已经得胜，并且主得胜的生命会保守我们安全稳健地进入到荣耀。
So finally, if we just take another look at Genesis chapter 4 verse 3,
最后我们再看一下创世纪四章三节。
There is a little word of encouragement that God has given to us.
这里有一个短语是神给我们的一个鼓励。
What does it say?
这里说什么呢？
In the process of time.
中文的翻译是说有一日，原文是说在时间的进程中。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Thank God,
感谢神。
Indeed, this is very precious.
这确实是很鼓励人的。
There is a process of time.
时间是有过程的。
Salvation is a process.
救赎的工作是一个过程。
And we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们将会变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
That's the grace of God. We are in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
这就是神的恩典，我们也确实是在圣灵的手中。
He is so patient with us.
圣灵对着我们多有忍耐。
Just like Cain and Abel,
就像亚伯跟该隐。
God provided them the time to prepare for their offerings.
神赐予了他们时间，让他们来预备供物。
Today we are all given time.
今天我们都是被同样给予了时间。
Day by day,
每一天。
To prepare ourselves before His return.
在他回来之前预备自己。
We may have ups and downs in our lives.
我们的生命可能纵然有一些高低起伏。
But the Lord is faithful when He said to Apostle Paul.
但是当主对使徒保罗这样说的时候，他是信实的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用的。
For power is perfected in weakness.
因为我的能力要在人的软弱上显为完全。
Thank the Lord for His amazing grace and patience.
为着主，他惊人的恩典和耐心来感谢主。
This concludes my sharing.
这就是我的分享。
感谢我们弟兄的分享和姊妹的翻译。
We thank our brother for his sharing and our sister for her interpretation.
我没有跟舍文弟兄之前有任何的那个联络，说他要分享什么题目。
I didn't have any previous communication with our brother Sherwin on the topic of his sharing.
Yeah, but 我想的确圣灵在我们心中给我们像类似的负担。
But we thank the Lord that through His Spirit that we can have a similar burden.
Yeah. 那么我们今天我想主给我感动是我们继续交通我们之前提到在路加福音15章的比喻。
The burden that the Lord has placed upon my heart is to continue sharing on the parable that was shared in Luke chapter 15.
Yeah, 我们之前已经讲过前面的两个部分，今天我们讲第三个部分。
And previously we had talked about the two parables before that, and today we'll be talking about the third.
首先我们来再次思想路加福音19章第十节。
And so first, let's turn to Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
这里讲到说人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
那我们之前已经提过，但是要再次的强调，这里讲到失丧，这个字是一个很重的字。
And we had mentioned it previously, but I think it's worthy of reminder that once again this key word is the word lost. It's a very strong word.
这讲到什么？对不起，这讲到说是一个完全毁坏，是灭亡的。
And it talks of totally destroying or perishing.
所以我们的主他来寻找拯救我们，不只是要救我们脱离罪的刑罚和辖制，而是要把我们恢复到神创造我们的目的。
And so we see that the Lord did not just come to seek and to save, but that He also came to restore us.
他要把我们恢复，他要把他的形象恢复在我们里面，让我们成为像主耶稣的人活在地上。
To restore His image into us so that we can become like Christ.
Yeah. 所以我想当我们这样子明白这个目的的时候，那我们来思想路加福音15章的这个比喻。
And so when we see this purpose, we can take that and really meditate upon this as we look into the parables in Luke chapter 15.
所以之前已经提到在这个比喻里面它有三个部分，它是讲到生命的恢复是用那个失丧的羊，然后功用和价值的恢复是借着那个失落的银钱，那最后呢是讲到一个关系的恢复，它是讲到那个失落的儿子们。
So we see in this chapter, there's three parables, and these three parables are talking about three different aspects of His restoration work. In the parable of the lost sheep, we see the restoration of life. In the parable of the lost coin, we see the restoration of value or function. And in the parable of the prodigal son, we see the restoration of this relationship.
Yeah, 所以我们当我们来思想这个的时候呢，我们今天讲到第三个部分。那首先我们要想到这个所有的关系都是从神而来的。
So when we meditate upon this, we can see kind of the restoration work, and so we can see that all these come from the Lord.
那么当我这样思想，这样默想的时候，我们才发现说在圣经里面，像旧约里面提到许许多多有关于关系，讲到这个 relationship 的事情。
And so when I was meditating on this, I noticed that in the Bible, throughout the Bible, we talk about a lot of relationships, especially in the Old Testament.
Yeah, 像比如说一开始那创世纪就讲到神创造人的时候，神和人之间就有一个关系，然后我们就看到神和亚当啊，然后亚当跟夏娃之间，那么还有呢，该隐和亚伯，刚刚我们弟兄所提到的。
And so from the very beginning, we see there is a relationship between God and Adam, and then there was a relationship between Adam and Eve, and like our brother mentioned earlier, there was a relationship between Cain and Abel.
Yeah. 然后十诫呢，我们思想十诫，我们会发现说是十诫是讲到说人和神之间，以及人和人之间应当有的关系的情况。
And then we come to the Ten Commandments, and we see that this is a to show us the proper relationship that we should have to God and as well as to others.
Yeah. 所以这许多诫命的总结，我们知道是总结在两句话里面，就是我们应当尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神，以及爱人如己。
And we know that these commandments are summarized into one verse, and that verse is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah. 所以我们当我们这样思想的时候，我们会发现说，的确神非常介意他非常在乎我们这些关系。
And so when we meditate upon this, we see that the Lord really cares about the relationship that we have.
Yeah. 所以不是只有今天我们好像也许年轻人年轻的弟兄姐妹，你会觉得说你很介意你跟你朋友之间的关系你介意你所爱的人，你所在乎的人的关系。其实神比我们更介意这一切。
And oftentimes, maybe the young people care about the friendships that they have or the loved ones that they have, the relationships that they have with their loved ones. But we see that God cares, on a broader scale on these relationships.
Yeah. 我提一下在旧约的最后一卷书马拉基书的最后一节话。
And we see if we turn to Malachi in the last book of the Old Testament, the last verse, last couple verses.
在这里我想我念给弟兄姐妹听。
And I will read it for brothers and sisters.
应该说最后两节第四章的五和第六节。
And Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6.
我说看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
Behold, I send unto you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of Jehovah, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with curse.
Yeah.最后面这句话是一个很重的话。我以前读的时候，我以为因为我读从前我读中文圣经的时候，我以为这个父亲是指的神说的。但后来当我读英文圣经的时候，我发现所有的英文的翻译版本，这个父亲这里是一个复数。
And this is a very important verse. And previously when I had read this verse, I was thinking that this father that it speaks of is our heavenly father. But, As I read the English translation, we see that this father is the earthly father.
Yeah, 这是复数，是讲到所有的父亲，所以是讲到所有的儿女。
And it speaks on all the fathers on this earth and all the children.
Yeah, 每一个家庭。
And every family.
Yeah, 我想这里就看到说，就是在旧约要结束的时候，神说， 我要在我大而可畏之日子到来到之前呢，我要看到做父亲的你们的心转向儿女，做儿女你们的心转向你们的父亲，你们的父母。
And so we see that in the last verse of this, of the Old Testament, we see the heart of the Lord is upon, before his, coming, that he wants to restore the hearts of the father to their children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers.
Yeah. 所以这样子我想我们可以有点点认识到说神多么看重，我们，之间的关系以及我们与他的关系。
And so we see how much importance the Lord puts upon the relationships that we have.
所以现在我呢，请我们一起来读一下路加福音15章，我们没办法读整章，我们读其中的一些经节。
And so next, let's turn to Luke chapter 15, and because of time, we'll just read a couple selected passages.
首先请我们来读15章的1-3节，那么也许我很快的念一下，然后我们的弟兄念英文。
And first, let's turn to Luke chapter 15, verses 1-3. I'll read quickly, and then our brother will read in English.
众税吏和罪人都爱敬耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说。
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And so he told them.This parable.
Yeah. 然后我们跳到11-14节。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，竟耗尽了一切所有的，又遇到那地方大遭饥荒，就穷不起来。
And next, let's turn to verse 11-14. And he said, There was a man who had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need.
然后我们读17节，他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
And next, verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger?
然后我们20节，我们只读第一句话，于是起来往他父亲那里去。
And next, in verse 20, we'll just read the first section, and he arose and came to his father.
那么之后呢，我们要读25-32节，这是所有关于大儿子的的部分。我先读，然后我们弟兄念英文。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Next, let's turn to 25-32. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. And he answered, and his father, Look, these many years I have served you and I've never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.
Yeah, 因为时间的缘故，我想我们就要着重在于大儿子的这个部分。
I think because of time, let's just talk and emphasize the story of the older son.
Yeah, 我想弟兄姐妹对这个故事是很熟悉的啊，这个比喻。那而且许多时候我们会发现说我们好像都在谈到小儿子，因为在我们身上我们觉得我们非常能够理解他是怎么样他是一个浪子，怎么样能够回头，怎么样被得到父亲的接纳。
I trust that we're all very familiar with this parable, and oftentimes we focus a lot on the younger son because we find him more relatable to being lost and to being found again.
那我想当我们思想大儿子的时候，我相信其实我们发现在我们身上更是非常的真实。
But we, as we look upon the older son, I think we can see that there are many points that we can relate to as well.
Yeah, 我们作为一个得救的神的儿女，我们会发现许多时候我们犯了跟这个大儿子同样的问题。
That we, as we are saved by the Lord, that oftentimes we have sinned just like the older son.
Yeah, 所以我想我有四个点跟弟兄姐妹交通。
And so I think I have four points that I shall share with brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 第一个点呢，就是说这个儿子，许多时候我们讲到浪子，我们觉得说这个失落的儿子只是讲到小儿子。那其实呢，两个儿子都是失落的儿子。
And the first point is that we talk about these lost sons, that oftentimes we think just that the younger son was lost, but in reality, both of them were lost.
Yeah, 他们的失落是什么？他们的这个失丧呢？是失丧在这个关系上面。
What did they lose? The thing that they lost was in regards to this relationship.
Yeah, 他们与父亲的关系是破裂的，他们兄弟之间的关系也是破裂的。
And the relationship was lost with the father, and the relationship with one another was lost as brothers.
我想今天如果我们思想这整个社会、这个世界，我们思想我们自己的家庭，我们会发现说今天的人际关系是非常的紧张，是非常的破碎的。
And when we look in this world, when we look at the family dynamic, we often see that this relationship is strained and could be lost.
Yeah, 是一个非常可怜的光景，就好像这个大儿子情况一样。
And it is a very sad condition that we are in, just like this son.
而且最糟糕的事情是，他们自己并不觉得他们是失丧的。
And the worst thing is that oftentimes we ourselves do not know, or they themselves do not know that they are in this condition.
特别是这个大儿子，他觉得他服侍他的父亲这么多年，这么忠心，他从来没有违背他父亲的这个命令。所以他觉得他非常的好。
And so as we look at this older son, we see that he thought he was doing a good job as a son because he had obeyed his father.
Yeah, 我想就像刚刚我们弟兄所提到的，就好像在该隐的里面一样，他有一个骄傲，他有一个自义。
And just like our brother mentioned earlier about Cain, that he had this pride within him.
有趣的是，好像他服侍他父亲这么多年，但是你会发现说，他一点都不享受这些时间，他一点都不觉得他跟他父亲在一起是一件美好的事情。
And so as we look at this older son, that the many years that he served his father, he never enjoyed the time.
所以我想这个就提到一个问题，就是说许多时候我们究竟跟神之间的关系是如何呢？
And so this brings us a question as to how do we spend and cherish the time that we spend with the Lord.
有许多人可能是不是觉得我们与神之间的关系有点像好像这个女婿跟岳父之间的关系。
And do we spend this relationship as we do with our in-laws?
Yeah, 所以好像我们虽然尊敬我们的岳父，但是呢，我们又有点想要避而远之的样子。
So in our father-in-law, that oftentimes we want to keep our distance.
Yeah, 我想求主 照明我们心中的眼睛，叫我们看见我们究竟与神之间的关系是如何。
And so may the Lord truly open our eyes to see what kind of relationship that we have.
那么第二点呢，就是讲到这个儿子呢，他有一个隐藏的这个苦读。
And so the second point is that we see that in this older son that there is this bitterness within his heart.
所以在圣经在这里告诉我们说，这大儿子生气，他不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。
And so we see here that in the Bible that it notes that the older son was angry and refused to go in, and his father had to come out and entreat with him.
Yeah. 所以我们会觉得说，当我们读的时候，我们会觉得说他好像有一个他有一个很好的理由啊，是不是？他似乎他生气是有原因的。
And so as we see that the older son had a justified reason as to be angry and upset.
Yeah, 他的弟弟这么他自己一个人辛苦这么多年，他弟弟好像一点事都没做，然后回来时候就想马上就被接纳了。
He himself had served for so many years and his younger brother who squandered everything and didn't really do anything came back and had this feast.
但是当我们仔细来读这一段绘画的时候，我们发现说他那个苦读是向着他的父亲的。
But when we read a little closer, we see that this bitterness within his heart was not towards his brother, but that is in fact towards his father.
所以他不能够赦免他的兄弟，其实是因为在他的心中对父亲他有事情过不去。
And that we see that he could not forgive his younger brother because there were things within his heart that he could not let go.
所以这就让我们看见说，今天我们跟所有的其他的人之间的人际关系，或者是父母与子女，或者是夫妻之间，或者是兄弟姐妹之间，或者朋友之间，我们今天会有人际关系上会有问题，是根源是因为我们跟神之间的关系有问题。
So that we see in our own lives that many times that we have problems in our relationships, whether it's with our spouses or friends or family, brothers and sisters, whoever it is, that oftentimes the root of the problem is the relationship that we have with the Lord.
那这许多时候这个事情是隐藏的。
And oftentimes these things are hidden to us.
所以然后就像刚刚提到说，我们可能自己觉得说我们跟神的关系很好啊，有一点都我们不觉得有任何的问题啊。
And like we mentioned earlier with the older son, that sometimes we feel that this relationship has no problem.
那么这时候神需要借着一些事情，在生活中一些事情，或者是借着一些人来显明究竟我们里面的光景是如何。
And so when we are in this condition, the Lord must use people or events in our lives to reveal those things within our hearts.
所以就好像这个哥哥，他跟他似乎一切都很好，直到他弟弟回来的时候，才显明他心中有一个苦毒。
And so we see just like this older brother that he felt that he was fine, but it wasn't until his younger brother came back that his bitterness was revealed.
主的目的不是为了定他的罪。
And the Lord's and God's purpose in this was not to judge him for his sins.
而是主要借着这个显明，好叫他能够得到医治。
But it was to reveal what was within his heart so that he could be restored.
所以弟兄姐妹，也许我们读的不要因此而我们觉得很丧气，觉得说哎呀我，而是说因着我们发现我们生命中的关系上有这么多问题，我们就更多来寻求主。
And so when we see these conditions in our lives, we should not give up, but that we should really look to the Lord to see how it is that the Lord desires us to live.
在神的面前降卑，承认原来我们不过是这样的人，好叫他的恩典临到我们，医治我们，并且恢复我们的关系。
So that we can humble ourselves so that the Lord can really do his work to restore us and to change us back into his likeness.
那么第三个点，我们就来看看这个父亲怎么样来恢复他与这个大儿子与他之间的关系。
And so the third point is to see this restoration of this relationship with his father.
我们看到，首先看到他这个儿子，这个大儿子呢，他向他父亲的这个这个抱怨呢，他就说你从来没有给我这个你没有等等等等。你会发现说他的这些判断，他所说的这些呢，是根据于他天然人的感觉。
And so we see the first thing that he said to his father was a list of you have never given me. And so these are all things, earthly feelings that he had.
Yeah. 所以就像刚刚弟兄提到，我们那个天然人，对我们是一个很大的问题。
And so we see, just like our brother mentioned earlier, that this, this fleshly man has many issues.
Yeah. 所以他所说的并不是完全是他因为从人自己的眼光去看事情的时候他的感觉是这样子。
And that all that he says and speaks is from a human perspective.
那么我们来看这父亲怎么回答呢？他的父亲就回答说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
And so let's see how the father responds to him. He says, son, you are always with me and all that is mine is yours.
所以当这个父亲他回答的时候呢，他是把真理告诉了他的儿子。
And so when the father responds to the son, he responds in this truth.
感谢我们的神，他是真理的神。
And we thank the Lord that he is a true God.
所以真理就叫我们得以自由。
And in this truth that we can receive this freedom.
Yeah. 所以我们的神他是将真理告诉我们叫帮助我们用从真理的眼光，从神的眼光来看事情，而不是从我们自己的天然的感觉去看事情。
So may we truly have this lens of truth in our own lives so that we can see from God's perspective and not our own.
Yeah. 那么再快我们就讲到第四个点，就是关于恢复那么不仅恢复了神与人之间的关系，并且呢还要恢复兄弟们之间的关系。
And so the fourth point, is not only to restore the relationship between the father and the son, but also the restoration work of the brothers.
Yeah. 所以我们的神他是永远他不会只以说帮我们是恢复我们与他之间的关系为满足，而是他要看到的乃是弟兄相爱，乃是真正弟兄的友谊。
And so we see that God's purpose is not just to restore the relationship with himself, but that he is also desiring the relationship between brothers to be restored.
Yeah. 那当然这个讲到兄弟的这个 brotherhood， 好，讲到兄弟之间的这个关系，这个是一个原则，是所有，也就是他就是这个原则是可以应用到所有人类其他的关系上面，不管是夫妻，不管是父子或者朋友。
And so this brotherhood encompasses all relationships that we have, whether it's husband and wife or father and or friends.
Yeah， 所以我们就看到说这个父亲就讲说，因为当之前的时候你可以看到说那个大儿子说是你这个儿子他讲到他弟弟，他不讲他说是我弟弟，他说你这个儿子，然后这个父亲回答就是说你的这个兄弟。
And so we see, as this older son refers to his younger brother, he said, this son of yours, and the father responds with, this your brother.
Yeah. 当他父亲这样讲到的时候呢，他是盼望说这个大儿子是看事情是从他父亲的眼光去看，他发现说他们的的确兄弟，因为他们都从同个父亲领受了生命。
And so when we see, this older son, we see that the father desires the older son to have his perspective, that they are both brothers from the same life.
Yeah, 我想我们没有时间，但是我们可以思想一下约瑟怎么样和他十一个兄弟相认。
And we don't have the time to go into it, but maybe we can spend some time to meditate upon Joseph and the brotherhood that he had with his brothers.
我们知道那他们是在第二次回去敌粮的时候呢，他们相认的。那怎么样？为什么约瑟和他们相认呢？是因为犹大。就经过这么多年他被神对付了以后，他这个时候他会顾虑到他父亲的心。
And we see that in the second time that the brothers made their trip to Egypt, we see that Judah had been changed because he had the heart of his father now.
Yeah, 所以当他为了他父亲来求情, 要把他宁愿他自己留下来, 他不要让 Benjamin, 不要让便雅敏, 留在埃及的时候, 这时候约瑟心, 约瑟不能够再忍了。
We see that Judah had the heart of his father, that he pleaded with Joseph that he would remain behind instead of Benjamin, so that the rest of the brothers could go back to his father. And at this point, we see that Joseph's heart could not take it anymore.
感谢我们的神, 所以我们的主的确在今日仍然要恢复我们, 的关系。
We thank the Lord that he desires to restore these relationships.
那首先需要恢复我们与神之间的关系。
And first, we need to have the relationship with the Father restored.
然后其次是我们人与人之间的关系。
And then following the relationship that we can have with the people within our lives.
我们会发现说这一切其实是主自己做的。
We see that this is truly formed by the Lord.
除了这三个恢复, 我们之前讲到的生命的恢复, 功用的恢复, 以及关系的恢复, 都是主自己做的。
And we see that previously the restoration of life and of value and of relationship, all these three things are the Lord's work.
Yeah. 在我们人这边所需要做什么呢? 乃是我们愿意降卑来到他面前。
So what can we as humans do that we need to humble ourselves to come before him?
Yeah, 好像哥林多后书第三章那里讲到说, 我们的心什么时候转向神, 我们脸上的帕子就被挪去了。
And so as we see in Galatians chapter 3, that whenever we come before the Lord, that he can take these things from us.
Yeah. 感谢主,给我们机会让我们来思想这些神恢复的工作。
We thank the Lord that he is the one who is doing the restoration work within us.
Yeah, 愿一切的荣耀归给我们的主,请我们一起祷告。
May all the glory be given back to him. Let's have a word of prayer.
父,我们实在谢谢你,你是你何等的爱我们。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your great love.
你实在是向着我们有何等深的意念,何等宝贵的意念。
And Lord, you have given us this great lesson for us to learn.
主,我们承认我们都是失丧的人。
And Lord, we admit that we are earthly and sinners.
我们何等需要你在我们身上恢复。 恢复我们回到你自己的心意中。
And Lord, we need your great work to restore us back into your purpose.
主,叫我们的生命, 真的是, 不仅得生命, 并且得得更丰盛。
And may we not just gain your life, but that we can gain your life abundantly.
叫我们的关系, 叫我们的功用, 都被恢复, 以致能够成为你自己的见证, 能够充满你的自由和荣耀。
And Lord, we pray that our life and our function can really be restored into your glory.
主,我们谢谢你,再次把我们, 自己, 整个教会,
and Lord, we thank you that we can place ourselves in the church into your presence.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we pray this in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好,感谢弟兄姐妹,我们有一点, 简短的报告。
Following, let's have some short announcements.
所有的聚会的通知都在网页上面。
And so all the announcements are on the church website.
然后所以请弟兄姐妹注意一下, 如果有任何变动, 应该都会有,我们都会预先通知。
And so if there are any changes within our meetings or anything like that, we will have some we will put them on the website.
Yeah. 下个主日是孙弟兄交通, 对不起, 嘉荣弟兄翻译。
And next week, our brother Sun will be sharing and our brother Ben Sun will be interpreting.
Yeah. 那么另外有几件代祷和提醒呢, 请大家注意一下。
And following, we'll have some prayer requests and just some reminders.
我们首先要提醒您, 如果您需要2020年的奉献收据, 请您将您报税的英文正式姓名 寄给杰明弟兄的 email address， 他的这个电子信箱在网页上面。
And so this is in regards to the 2020 offering receipts. If you do need them, we ask that you please contact Brother James Chen, and his email is on the website, and please respond with your official name.
那其次的请弟兄姐妹多多为美国的社会安定和睦祷告。
We continue to pray for the stability of America.
但愿我们有更多的向神的悔改，并且以神的旨意为中心。
That we can really be restored and return back to the Lord.
Yeah. 那其次要请弟兄姐妹为在前线接触病人的医疗人员药剂师等等来祷告。
And we ask that brothers and sisters continue to pray for those who are in the medical field as well.
那我们也为教会神的教会更多经历基督十架的工作为福音的工作来祷告。
And that we should also continue to pray for the work of the gospel as well as the work of the Lord.
我想我们的报告还今天聚会就停在这里。
I think we'll end our announcements as well as our meeting here today.
愿主祝福所有弟兄姐妹。
May God bless brothers and sisters.
再会。
Goodbye.